Track 1, Psychological Sets. Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Cultural Diversity and Ethics, Overcoming Barriers to Counseling Effectiveness. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is James Brennigan. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with cultural diversity. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your own purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes, or if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce the CD. We encourage you to duplicate, give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind there is nothing trick or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify playing of the CD. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as psychological sets, counselor credibility, counseling the depressed and angry culturally different client, the five stages of identity development, the loci of control and responsibility, treating fear in the culturally different client, and relevant processes and goals. So let's get started. Regarding client self-disclosure to the therapist, according to Von Tress, few blacks initially perceive a white counselor as a person of goodwill, but rather as an agent of society who may use information against them. The ambiguous and unstructured aspect of the counseling situation, as you probably know, may create discomfort in the third world clients. The culturally different client may not be familiar with the counseling and may perceive it as unknown and mystifying as a process. Some groups like Chicanos may have been reared in an environment that actively structures social relationships and patterns of interactions. As you are well aware, anxiety and confusion may be the outcome of the counseling setting for the client who is of a different culture from the therapist. Thus, we will use the term on this CD, culturally different. On the rest of this track, we will discuss psychological sets of these culturally different clients. According to Collins, there are five psychological sets of culturally different clients that can be used to understand their receptivity to pressures for change. For example, a client who values rationality might be more receptive to a counseling approach that emphasizes the counselor's credibility. Thus, from an ethical perspective, understanding a client's psychological set may facilitate your ability to exert social influence in counseling. Let's look at the five psychological sets of culturally different clients more closely. Collins's first psychological set of culturally different clients is the problem-solving set. As you may have guessed, culturally different clients in the problem-solving set are concerned about obtaining correct information that has adaptive value in the real world. Have you noticed your culturally different client accepting or rejecting the information you provide on the basis of its perceived truth or falsity? If so, he or she may be a member of the problem-solving set. As you are probably aware, culturally different clients may apply a consistency test to compare new facts with the information they already possess. Other culturally different clients may apply a corroboration test, actively seeking information from others for comparative purposes. Ethically, this affects your counseling relationship with your culturally different client because minorities may have learned that many whites have little expertise when it comes to the lifestyles of minorities. Collins' second psychological set of culturally different clients is the consistency set. Culturally different clients in the consistency set change opinions, beliefs, and behaviors in such ways as to make their opinions, beliefs, and behaviors consistent with others' opinions, beliefs, and behaviors. Hence the name consistency set. I have found that inconsistencies create a dissonance within the culturally different client in the consistency set. The culturally different client then will often either discredit or excuse the counselor to resolve the dissonance. Ethically, if you are not in touch with your prejudices and biases as a therapist, you may be sending conflicting messages to your culturally different client. Thus, it is important to note that the client you are treating is of a different culture in the consistency set is not necessarily a rational being, but a rationalizing one. In addition to the problem-solving set and the consistency set, Collins' third psychological set of culturally different clients is the identity set. Culturally different clients in the identity set generally desire to be similar to a person or group that they hold in high esteem. Clearly, a client who strongly identifies with a particular group is likely to accept the group's beliefs and conform to behaviors dictated by that group. Thus, obviously, if race constitutes a strong reference group for a client, a counselor of the same race is likely to be more influential than one who is not. Do you have a culturally different client with a strong identification to his racial group who is resistant to your counseling? He or she may be a member of the identity set. Collins' fourth psychological set of culturally different clients is the economic set. For culturally different clients in the economic set, perceived rewards and punishments may be influential in counseling. Obviously, you, as the therapist, control many important resources that may affect your client. For example, a school counselor may recommend a student for expulsion from school. Less subtly, a therapist may praise one client in front of the others in a group session. Although you may not be a school counselor or in charge of a group session, you may still control other important resources for your client. For this reason, your culturally different client may decide to change his or her behavior because you hold greater power. However, as you can see, there may be an ethical problem with the use of rewards and punishments. Although the use of rewards and punishments may assure behavioral compliance, it does not guarantee private acceptance. Finally, Collins' fifth psychological set of the culturally different client is the authority set. As you are aware, some individuals, such as police officers or government officials, are thought to have a particular position that gives them a legitimate right to prescribe attitudes and behaviors. For culturally different clients in the authority set, this belief is applied to their counselor. Your culturally different client in the authority set may believe you have a legitimate right to recommend and provide psychological treatment. However, for many minorities and culturally different clients, this type of role is perceived to be the instrument of institutionalized racism. It goes without saying that none of the five sets of the problem-solving, consistency, identity, economic, and authority are mutually exclusive. The sets frequently interact. It is possible that you may influence your culturally different client because you are credible, which would influence a client from the problem-solving set, and because you are the therapist, which would influence a client from the authority set. However, if you have difficulty influencing your culturally different client, it may be because he or she cannot identify with you, which is the key influence for a client in the identity set. From an ethical perspective, as you can see, your characteristics are important in eliciting types of changes in your culturally different clients. On this track, we have discussed Collins's five psychological sets of culturally different clients. These five sets were the problem-solving set, the consistency set, the identification set, the economic set, and the authority set. On the next track, we will discuss three components of counselor credibility. The three components we will discuss are expertise, trustworthiness, and belief similarity. Question 1. What are Collins's five psychological sets of culturally different clients?